1266, which allows a day started late due to inclement weather to constitute a full school day. Would the proponents of House Bill 1266 present their bill?
Mr. Chairman, good morning, and members of the committee. My name is Maggie Gillespie, representing myself, State Representative from District 16. 1266 was brought to my attention shortly after the session started, and it is a bill which basically resolves an inconsistency in the language. Currently, as you can see, starting on what I see as line 14 of the printed bill, the first new sentence is really the operative language which I'm trying to remedy. Currently, if a school starts, dismisses classes early because of inclement weather, they are able to count the hours that they miss toward the number of hours that they have required by DECA. However, if a school starts school late, convenes school, say, at 10 o'clock, they don't get credit for that time that they missed. So when I first brought this bill, I had a lot of people say to me, well, that's the way it is already. There's no problem. We do get credit for starting late, and that's just not the case. The language, as you can see, only provides only if classes are convened and then dismissed. I consider this problem a safety issue. For people that ride the bus and are in rural areas, this language would provide that a superintendent can decide to say start school at 9:30, let the sanders and the snow plows get out to make the roads more passable or roads more safe. One of the concerns that was expressed over in the House was, boy, superintendents can start school at 2 o'clock under this bill then and dismiss at 3:30 or whatever usual time they get and count the whole time as a full school day. But the opposite is true also under the current language. A superintendent can just get the kids to school, say at 8:30 if the school starts at 8:30, dismiss at 9 o'clock and count it as a full day. So I think just for purposes of clarification and consistency and further as a safety issue, we ought to make the language equal on both sides, whether you start early or start late or dismiss early. So I'd appreciate your consideration, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Gillespie. Any questions of the representative? Yeah, Senator Olson.
Representative Gillespie, this is strictly for inclement weather. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you foresee any other instances where school may start late, and still be a health and safety issue?
Well, no, and clearly in the sentence it lists because of inclement weather, and further, the language currently provides just for inclement weather if classes are started and then dismissed. So I think it's purely used for bad weather days, and the fear is, of course, as I expressed, but that fear could follow with the language the way it is currently.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I have one. Representative Gillespie, do you see any philosophy differences between early dismissal and late starts? And the differences, I guess, that I would wonder if there is. If you have an early dismissal, you have weather that has set in that you are not aware coming. It has gotten just gets worse as the day goes on. Where if you have the early start, the weather is already bad, and you say no. Is there something philosophical there that maybe I'm missing? Because I do see a difference between the two.
Okay. Well, I guess, in my speaking with other superintendents and just with other legislators in general, understand I don't have any kids, so I don't have to put kids in the bus, and I've never worked at a school. But just from the standpoint that I can see as a person that rode the bus for a long time and had superintendents calling my father to see how the weather was, I think there are situations where a delay in the school time could be a safety factor. I think that, especially this winter, of course, this has been a bad winter, But I can see situations where maybe there's some freezing drizzle at 5 o'clock in the morning. If you can start school an hour late to get the sanders out, you might be able to have school that day. The alternative is you either put the kids on the bus and, frankly, risk their safety, or you call school off together. So I think if used the way it's supposed to be used, and I think we have to have faith in our individuals at the schools that they will use it properly. I guess let me just say this. I understand that it used to be that if you could get the kids to school, if you could just get the kids to school, you could count it as a school day. And it got to be that, and of course I don't understand, I don't know all the specifics on the history and everything, but it used to be that way, and it got to be a safety factor, and everybody thought, this is ridiculous. The superintendents are just getting the kids there so that they can dismiss it and call school off. If they can just get them to the school, they can call school off. Well, that's the way it is now. So I guess I think we have to have some faith in our peoples, in our schools, and I think we also have to just take a look at what the bill can do in effect, allowing the superintendents to start school late. And maybe it would be that at 9:30, say you decided to start school at 10 o'clock, at 9:30 it's still bad, or it's getting worse, and then you can call it off altogether, but at least gives the opportunity for the kids to get to school that day.
In other words, I would interpret what you've said, the safety factor is involved in both the issues, right?
I think so.
Thank you. Any further questions? Hearing none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further proponents of House Bill 1266?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Ink representing the Associated School Boards. Well, if you've ever been in a position of having the responsibility for calling school, it's not taken lightly. You're almost always wrong. But I don't think I think this is a proper thing to do. I think if they can delay the opening, let some other traffic get out of the way before they bring the kids in, the kids can get their school day in, and we can go from there. That's what this is all about. I can't imagine anybody playing that game of trying to just get a day in, because you have to run buses and you got to do all those other things, which all have an expense related to it.
Thank you, Mr. Ink. Any questions? Hearing none, thank you. Any other proponents of House Bill 1266?
I'm Larry Johnke. I'm Superintendent of Schools at Irene and Chairman of the Small School Coalition. And I want to reiterate, it is definitely a safety issue, and I'll give you some reasons. This is one of the toughest decisions for a superintendent to make, is when to have school and when not to have school. And I can tell you, when I have to get up at 4:35 o'clock and go out, trying to determine that in the dark is really, really tough. My bus drivers have more trouble when they go out, because my bus drivers in December, January, and even part of February, it's dark when they go out. And I can tell you, when you get out on some of those gravel township roads and some of the county roads, and the wind's blowing a little bit and it's dark and there's a drift across the road, you cannot tell how long that drift is sometimes and how deep. Where once it gets light, you can do that. And even when it's blowing, it can be blowing, and at night you just have a heck of a time. But when the light comes out, and the morning comes, it's a lot easier to see, and you can get those kids around and you can get them into school. But when it's dark, you can't make that decision properly. And this year, which is a bad year, already mentioned, superintendents in Yankton County met with the county commissioners two or three times, asking them if they could get out a little earlier. They refused. And their answer to us was, we will not go out any earlier because it's a safety issue. We will not put our people who clear the roads out in danger any earlier than 6 to 7 o'clock. And they cannot get enough roads cleaned off going out at that time for us to get our kids in. Most of my district is rural Yankton County. Their suggestion was start late. Just start late. And so what we're asking, I guess, from you people is to help us so that we can start late. Generally, when we start late, we move our schedule around so we cover every class. So there's not, we don't miss the first hour constantly. We adjust our schedule so that that class meets. And it is a safety issue. It is really a safety issue when you put those little kids out there, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the coldest time of the day, it seems like. About time just before and after that sun comes up, it's the coldest time of the day. And we all know in South Dakota when the wind's blowing, it can be 50, 60 below zero. Shortly after that, the wind usually goes down a little bit. Not always this year. It's blown sometimes the whole day, and we've had to shut down. And I've done that twice this year. Thought we could start late, and it kept blowing, and we do call it off, just as Senator Burroughs asked. But once it gets light, I can make a decision a lot easier. And so we're asking you to please support this bill and help us. Thank you.
Any questions of Superintendent Yonke? I guess I do have probably just more or less a comment. You mentioned that the toughest decision you have to make.
One of the toughest.
I always thought that the firing the band director, if he didn't have an all-state band person for 5 years, I thought that was more difficult.
That's not as tough.
Not
more
as tough
people
as
people agree with you in the background.
Okay. Thank you, Superintendent. Any further questions? Hearing none, any more proponents?
Chairman Burroughs, members of the committee, Elaine Roberts, the South Dakota Education Association. We are also in support of this bill. We think that it's a safety issue, and it's a fairness issue. Folks thought that this is how it already was, and a directive came out earlier this year from DECA saying, if you dismiss early, you can count those hours, but if you start late, you may not count those hours. So we think both are fairness issues and constitute a way to look at the safety of South Dakota children. Thank you.
Any questions of Ms. Roberts? Hearing none, thank you. Any further proponents? Yes, Christy Johnson.
Chairman, if I may from here, we'd like to go on record as being in support as well.
Thank you. That's the school administrators.
Thank you.
Any further proponents of Senate or House Bill 1266? Any further proponents? Hearing none, we will then move to the opponents of House Bill 1266. Any further opponents? Hearing none. We will close the House Bill 1266 to testimony. We'll go to committee discussion and action. Senator Hamm, Senator Huttmacher, Senator McIntyre. Everybody's pointing and raising their hand. Senator McIntyre, I didn't get to Representative McCoy, so I stopped.
Mr. Chair, I am. I have a little anecdote before I make a motion, but one of Superintendent Yonke's predecessors was my father back in the 40s, and I still remember as a child waking early. Dad was out doing what Superintendent Yonke was talking about, and it was a frightening time for me as a child to wonder whether my dad would be coming back or not, because it was trying times, and I think that this makes perfect sense. I wonder how come it's so long coming, but I would move due pass.
We have a due pass motion by Senator McIntyre, a second by Senator Hamm. Any further discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I fully understand the logic behind this. I'm going to support the bill, but I guess I'm kind of interested in possibly doing a floor amendment. I don't have an amendment for the bill now. That, you know, I think it would maybe allay some concerns if we would put some language in on line one, page two, that would say, you know, class is convened at a time later in the day than normal, but not more than 2 hours or something, you know. And I don't know what the right number is, but I don't think if it's not an amendment that's people are comfortable with, I wouldn't offer it. But you know, I'm thinking that the next thing will happen is we'll have a superintendent that brings the kids in at 1, lets them go at 3, and then we have a whole other issue here. I don't know, but it is certainly a safety factor. There's no doubt about that. It's a good bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hamm.
If I'm not mistaken, they only get credit for the hours that are attended. So if they come in at 1 and leave at 3, they only get 2 hours Toward the hour, that's not right?
For clarification, as I understand it, if you bring students in and you dismiss early because of weather, that is counted as a complete normal day for X number of hours and minutes that you spend. So therefore, as this bill addresses, I would think that if you don't bring them in until 11 o'clock, have the rest of the school day because of inclement weather, it would then count as a full day, a normal full day. That's the way I read the bill. And if anyone else on the committee, I believe at this point, just to make sure that that clarification is correct, Janelle Toman is shaking yes. Secretary Christensen says yes. So I think that that's the interpretation we have. Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, and I see what Senator Olson's talking about, but I think if you notice all the school delays, if they run over 2 hours, they call school off anyway, because if it's that bad at 10:30, they're not going to try it at 11:30.
I trust you.
Excuse me, Senator Huttmacher, I was busy looking at something else, and I think that the Vice Chairman has handled it, so I'm not going to ask for a repeat of that. Any further questions and discussion on House Bill 1266? We have a motion. We have a second. We've had some discussion. I will just add this, that I was made aware of this problem sometime this winter. And I had a superintendent call me and thought that, you know, we needed to find out if his interpretation was correct, and it was, that they do not get credit. So this is from a safety factor, and those of you that have been here and dealt with one of my other bills that involves a safety factor, hopefully that we can protect as well as we can, and as Senator Olson has mentioned, maybe he needs to visit with superintendents that we do have here today, other people, to see if a time constraint would be acceptable, or if they would have some ideas on that. With that, we will close for committee discussion, go to voting on House Bill 1266. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Bros.
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 1266 goes to the House on a due pass, goes to the Senate and due pass. Is there any second or objection to consent?
Yeah.
There is one objection, and so therefore it will just go and go to the floor as a due pass. moving on into House Bill 1196. This is an act to authorize the funding of textbooks through the School Capital Outlay Fund. Representative Begalka is not here that I see. Is there someone here who has accepted that? Yes.
I'm on that too, and I don't know if we've on.
Yeah, it probably would be well. I hate to do this, to jump around, but. Let's see if we have. Yes, we do. We